So it was really interesting. Like today, I want to talk about how you can be there for yourself, lead yourself through life without having to be a selfish and egocentric person. And you might think, well, that's not possible. You might think, how can I take care of myself? Just focus on what I need and my passion and all these things without also being selfish. And this has been something that has, developed over time for me as my journey that has been such a crucial aha moment. That's why I want to tell and share it with you. So I was still in business, right? And one of the things that I noticed is I was running around wanting to be a really good leader and also a good colleague. So whatever my colleagues needed and asked for, I would always give it to them. I would never say no. I even felt bad saying no. Even if I had something else to do or I planned this amazing night having a bubble bath on that evening, I skipped all of that when someone came to me and said, "Can you fix this? Can you do that?" And what happened then is that once I had that situation, I did the same thing, right? I skipped everything that I had for the sake of finishing that project. And instead of having the bath and the silent evening that I was planning, I was finishing the project. And I put everything into it. I worked almost all night long. And then in the end, this project became a huge success. So for me, that was worth it, right? I felt like, wow, I had so much success in this project now. Everyone was celebrating it. But also, I felt very empty. I felt really empty because I was tired, and then the next day, I couldn't rest because of that, right? Because other stuff was piling up that I, swooped away and it needed to be done. So at the end of this week, I felt so exhausted. And because of that, I asked a colleague of mine and I said to them, "Would you do me a favor? I have this project. I just couldn't finish it because I jumped in for that project. And I feel exhausted. I could use a weekend not doing anything. So could you take over for me?" And that person looked at me and said, "You know what? I would love to do that. I would love to help you out. And at the same time, I promised my kids to be with them today, and family is really important for me. So you can see why I cannot do it because that promise came first, and I want to honor this." And in that moment, the first thing that I felt was like, what? How can can that person do that? I've been jumping in projects so many times for that person, and now, one time I need that person, they say no to me. They don't even, try to say, "Oh, I really want to, let me try." They just said blankly no into my face. I just felt so humiliating and I felt so used, but also I felt like no one cares about me, right? The way I care about them. Then doing one step back in this whole situation, I noticed, wait a second. I gave the permission to that. But I said yes to something. I should have said no. I should have said no. I have other plans tonight. Why did I not do that? And it really hit me to understand, wow, I said yes to that project for the sake of wanting to prove a point, wanting to prove how amazing I am, or not offending that other person. But what I did is I actually did it and harmed myself through that. And that person said no to me, and first I felt annoyed, but then very few seconds later, I actually felt a lot of respect and awe for that person. And that was the other aha moment. I felt like, wow, I feel so much awe and respect for them to say no to me. And because the way they said it also made me feel really good, and I could totally understand that they gave a promise to their child and that was important because family was important to that person. So that just made me aware of, wow, how amazing is this? And also how much I don't know what's important for me. And that's why in that kind of situations, I usually go to saying yes. And also what I noticed is, and the other part of it is, I just feel really bad about saying no, feeling they don't like me. And I found out in that situation, I actually respected that person more after saying no to me. So with these two ahas in my pocket, I said, I need to change something. And part of self-leadership is to understand your own needs, to understand my own needs. So I went on this journey to really understand my needs, to really ask myself the question every time I did something for someone else, do I do this from a space of fullness right now? Or am I doing this for a reputation or the fear of saying no? And every time I felt like, oh, actually, I am doing this because of the fear of saying no, or to be liked, or I actually have other needs right now, I said no to that person. And at the beginning, I felt really bad about saying no. And because of that, people got annoyed by me saying no. They said, what happened to you? You have changed, you've become so selfish. And me on that journey, I was like, wait a second, why does everyone think I'm selfish? I'm doing something good for myself. And that doesn't mean I'm selfish. I'm just taking care of my own needs, which I didn't do in the past. Why does everyone judge me for that? So I felt like, what part of what I'm doing still feels weird? And another part that I found out was, what really felt weird was the way I said no. I felt weird doing it. So I looked into that, and that's where awareness comes in. That's why awareness is such a big part of self-leadership, right? I noticed, what does awareness actually mean? I need to notice in that moment what's really happening for me. And what I noticed is, actually, the reason why I feel bad about saying no is because a part of me feels I need to apologize. I need to say the no against that person, not for that person, or for myself, actually. So then I started tweaking that message. It was really cool to just like notice, wow, the way I say no is actually already coming from a place of feeling guilty. That's why when they say something, I feel guilty no matter what they say. Right, becoming aware of that was a huge aha moment. So I became aware of that, and I felt like, how can I say no in a way that speaks for me? How can I say no in a way that comes out of a place of fullness? Me just taking care of myself, wanting to feel full, not wanting to be of service, but wanting to be of service, but at the same time doing it from a place of fullness. Because I recognized when I do this from a place of fullness, I'm actually much better in it. I'm helping people so much more. So I started saying no from that space. I'm like, you know what? I would really help you. And because that week has been so busy, and I know I have to actually also work over the weekend to get everything done that needed to be done in this deadline, I have to say no, although I love this project. And I need a day of rest in order to get this all done. And I can't skip that day of rest because the rest of the week has no space for me to rest. That person looked at me and said, wow, I love that. Thank you for, you know, saying no so straightly into my face. And then they went off, and our relationship afterwards actually became better. I couldn't believe it. So it was another aha moment. So taking care of my needs is important, but also making sure that when I say no to someone else, not coming from a place of pushing them away, but it comes from a place of understanding what they want and kind of like still celebrating the opportunity I get and speaking for myself instead of against that person. Wow, so many aha moments. And then the other aha moment was also around that was I had this meeting with one of my teammates. And I came from this place of fullness because I did so much for my needs. I put in so many more boundaries. So I felt really full and I felt ready to give to anyone who came, because I've had enough time for all the needs I had. Had enough time for spending time with my loved ones. I had enough time for my morning practice. I had enough time to rest, to do sports, to do all those things that were important for me, to learn something new, to read more. So I felt, wow, that was an amazing journey. So I'm really ready to be there for that person. And so in that meeting, I just came in with so much joy and so much fullness. And that person had a problem and they told me the problem. And, you know, I could tell I was so relaxed. And I felt like, wow, that is different than usually, you know, because usually when I feel relaxed, I'm not taking care of someone else. But when I take care of other people, I don't feel relaxed. I feel like I need to say something good. I need to be helpful for them. It feels uncomfortable for me because I put myself into their shoes and I see their troubles. And because of that, the whole response that I'm giving is very much judgmental. I'm also trying to solve their problem. I say, hey, do this, do this, do this. And then they don't listen to me and I'm like trying it again. And at the end of the meeting, I feel like I've talked so much more than the other person. And also, they didn't go out of the meeting feeling helped, feeling supported. But what they do is they get out of the meeting feeling they needed to, you know, calm me down about their problem. So then in that moment when I did this meeting out of fullness, I felt so much awe to listen to that story. I could feel so light and relaxed that I was just, you know, seeing the person for who they were. I saw how much effort they put into this project. I could see the love and the passion they had for this project. I could see how much they thought everything through and how devastating it must have been for that person to still not being able to finish that project. And what I felt because of that was so much awe and respect. And I didn't feel the need to say something or give a good advice. I just wanted to know and understand more. And curiosity became bigger. I became more and more curious. But also I felt my heart would open up towards them. And if I compared it to my usual way of doing things, my heart would close towards them because I felt like, oh, they have so many problems. I don't know how to solve it. They don't even listen to my advice. And it's just freaking me out. And that's why I'm just going to close down internally. But in that moment, because I came out of fullness and I was able to truly see that person, what I did instead is I was truly being there for them. And I, at the end of the meeting, this person would go out and say, wow, you helped me so much. I know so much more what I need to do right now. I love it. Thank you so much for helping me with that. And that was such a huge aha moment for me to see. And because I was really afraid, if I do this self-care stuff, self-leadership, if I'm becoming more aware of myself and what I need, and because it takes so much time to be so self-absorbed to get there, I felt quite selfish and people would tell me that as well. So when they said that to me, I felt like, wow, they are right. I am being selfish. But in that moment, it clicked in my mind. No, I've not been selfish. I had to do it again and again and train myself in order to get where I am right now. Because I had many moments after such a meeting thinking, wow, I said too much. I should have listened more. And I regretted how I behaved. But in the meeting, I just couldn't stop it. I just couldn't stop it. And because I couldn't stop it, I couldn't change anything about it. And so then I understood, wow, the capacity to stop it in that moment and to react in the way that I actually want to react, to react in the way that the human being I want to be actually reacts, I need to have the capacity to do that. And all those steps as part of self-leadership, the awareness part, the way of understanding my purpose, the understanding what it needs, what I need, the parts that help me to actually create that inner compass no matter what's happening, to remind myself of what's actually important for me. creating that resilience to keep staying true to this, even if something bugs me and I actually want to say, go back to my old behavior of giving them tips. And the embodiment of it, right? So becoming the embodiment of it, that needed the practice. That needed me to learn all those skills. Because without those skills, in my head, I knew that's the theory and I need to get there, but I couldn't do it. Without that practice, it was just a mindset idea in my head. And that's why, actually, I'm not such a fan of mindset, because for many people, what mindset means is just I have to change my way of thinking. And although I totally agree with that, we need to change the way of thinking. It's much more than that. It's we have to learn the skills so much that we embody them no matter what situation. Because if we just do the mindset shift, what happens is, yeah, we're actually really good in many moments to hold on to this. But when it really counts, when it really triggers us, those moments that are much harder for us to hold because it's stressful and we are not timeline and people really need a result right now. My boss is asking me the third time, what about what I did about the result? In that kind of moments, I switch back to my old behavior because mindset and willpower is not strong enough. So what we actually need to do is to develop an embodiment, because without the embodiment, in those kinds of situations, we crush. And that's what I noticed. I noticed that I knew all those concepts before, but because I didn't embody it, I would crush on the finish line. And that was groundbreaking for me in my head. And can you imagine that? Can you imagine embodying it so much that you don't even need willpower in such a situation? Can you imagine how it is if you just hold this loving, open, curious space for someone else, at the same time feeling so full because you've done so much for yourself, that all of a sudden self-leadership doesn't feel like something super selfish, but how it actually feels is something amazing. It feels like something that you do for them. It means that instead of self-leadership being a selfish thing, an egocentric thing, it's actually a way and a strategy to help you being there better for others, to being really of service, to have no building block, no false belief, no unmet needs that keeps you from doing it. And that was my powerful journey with this. And that's what I just want to share with you, because there's so many misconceptions about self-leadership and the part of being selfish. And also because once we start that journey, we actually have to become more self-centered as a first step. And that's when people feel like, wow, I'm being too self-centered. And what happens to them is they actually don't want to do it anymore, right? Or they listen to the voices that they receive from the outside and they feel like, wow, I've become so selfish. I need to go back to where I was. Or I've been doing too much of this. Because the other thing that people say is, wow, you're putting so much into this practice. Don't you think you should just ease up? Or don't you think you should just calm down and just have a break? And just have a break and do something that's really good for you. Don't you think that would be much more important than now throwing it all out and just doing things for yourself? Or don't you need to be a relaxed and eased person as well in this journey? I see what you're doing, you want to grow, but don't you lose your relaxation and your ease through that? And I want to tell you a story about this ease because it's really interesting. So what I want to tell you is I've been in that, you know, ease a lot, right? Saying, well, you know what? Let's not do the practice today. Let's not go so deep today. Let's cut me a slack. I want to just cut myself some slack. But then afterwards, I never felt better. I actually felt worse because I had these excuses not to do it, and that way I lost my practice. I lost these habits that were just amazing. Or I had the chance to go really deep, but because people said you have been already so deep, maybe you should come back, maybe you're overdoing it, maybe you are just being in depression. Instead of going through the rabbit hole, the one part that feels difficult, in that moment, those voices seem to compile and become bigger and more massive. I could hear those voices everywhere, from my parents, from my partner, from some of my teachers. And then one of my teachers, he just said to me in one of those situations, he said to me, you know what? I'm amazed by the deep waters you are going. Just make sure you put your head out of the water once in a while in order to see the sunshine. And when he said that, I could totally take it. I was like, yeah, it's not about stopping my journey. It's just about seeing the sunshine once in a while. But seeing the sunshine doesn't mean I have to drop it all. It means I'm still committed to staying in those deep waters because I understood that this is my path, it's my journey. I understood that I'm a warrior in these realms, which means the warrior fights through the discomfort, and I want to go through it. I want to finally come through the other side. And I know, obviously in spirituality we say that a lot, which means we think of, wow, enlightenment is the ultimate goal. But I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about sometimes those moments of difficulty are there to breathe through them, not to let go. They are there to breathe through them and to keep going. To dip yourself through the water, and that can just be in, you know, one of the things that my teacher Anna Forrest taught me is like, you can do this without being in struggle mode. Just do this in a struggle-free way. And I reminded myself of that and said, wow, okay, I can still go through these deep waters in a struggle-free way, which means I feel the pain. I'm in it. But the struggle part, usually the struggle part for all of us is we feel the pain, we don't want it. So we reject the pain. We try to override it. We try to do anything but not feeling the pain. We deny the present moment. We deny what's in front of us, for the sake of feeling better in that moment, seeing the bright side, all those sentences, right? Not overdoing it, for the sake of self-care. But I had this experience that self-care was not stopping in that moment. Self-care was that part of me that said, I'm gonna do this, but I'm gonna do this in a struggle-free way. So I'm still continuing going through those deep waters. And that made the difference. And then the first time I went through these deep waters, and it took me months because it was quite a deep process, and I felt I'm lost. I felt depressive. I felt so much sadness. There were 3 weeks of that process that I was just crying. I was just crying. I couldn't stop it. But I allowed it all to happen. I didn't struggle. I just allowed it. I didn't say anything against it. I just allowed it. And whoever wanted to stop me, I just put a boundary up and said, I need to do this right now. This is part of my journey right now. And you're not going to stop me, but I so appreciate your concern and wanting to take care of me. And I see the love in your action right now. Thank you so much. And that way you say no, but you still keep going through your path. You know what I mean? You know, that's like, this part that understands, wow, yeah, that's right, I've been there. And maybe some people might think you're being crazy, and I've had that a lot. People would think she's overdoing it, she's constantly in the negative, she's constantly in the shadows. But the thing was, they, in that moment, they couldn't see my whole journey. They couldn't see the other aspect of it, which was I became bigger. My energy became bigger. My capacity to hold discomfort for others became deeper. The coaching sessions I did and the trainings I did, they became so much more profound for people. Instead of being on the surface, I could help them in profound life problems. And people would say, I don't know how you did that. And in between, I felt like, wow, I don't know if I can keep going. But thank you so much for holding that space and for not letting go for 1 second, for not letting me cut some slack for 1 second, because this made it possible for me to go through this. And you know what? That's the reason why I'm here today, and that's the reason why I do the work that I'm doing. And that's one of the reasons why I teach the concept of mindfulness-based self-leadership and teach the concept of how to find your own, you know, power and step into your power without, you know, losing what's important for you. How you can connect to your purpose without being selfish. How you can understand your needs and say no without people not liking you for that. Being a leader, a powerful leader that supports the team without having to be the assertive one or the bossy one, but just by seeing that person and listening. So all those capacities, and I find this, they are so amazing and they are so inspiring to me. That's why I want you to know about them and I want you to hear about it, because they saved my life, but they made me the person that I am today. And, you know, actually, I don't give a heck about inspiring other people. What I actually want to do is helping other people. I don't want to be the one who people look up to. I want to be the one who deeply supports them, even in a way that they don't even know about it afterwards. That's fine. Because I get my reward not from being the great one who saved them, but I'm getting a reward by knowing that I really supported them and made a difference, at least in one life. And that's what's keeping me awake at night. That's what's keeping me working over hours. That's what's keeping me putting this stuff out there. Although I was like, I'm not the internet person. This is not my path. But this reason drives me, and this reason drives me for my own journey, right? It drives me to keep going my own journey because I want to support others in their journey to do the same. And I have to do it. I have to role model it. I have to embody it first. Otherwise, I'm just talking to you out of a mindset and a concept, but I haven't done it. And then it feels shallow and fake to myself, and it's against my own value that is important for me to be in integrity and to be honest. But also, I'm sure it's not going to resonate with you in the same way. So thank you so much for listening to that. And yeah, I see you next time. Let me know if you have any questions or comments on that. I would love to hear more. And also I would love to hear more about what are the things you're struggling right now and what is it that you need right now? What's it that you're looking for? What's kind of a format that could help you with this? Because with all the things we're doing, we constantly try to, you know, understand how can we do it for you and for your needs, the needs that you actually have. And thank you so much. I'm, you know, just overblown by your trust and by the amount of people showing up to this. And yeah, I can't wait to meet you in this realm and to meet any one of those business warriors. I'm a business warrior, and I know you guys are business warriors too, wanting to build the strength so you can support the next 7 generations to come. And this is really what it's about. In the end, it's to support the next generations to come. Thank you so much. Thank you, and all the best.